Well, you are correct that the president has been meeting regularly with his national security team about the situation in Egypt. You are also correct, as I said yesterday, that we have not made a determination about what to call or label the events in Egypt that led to the change in government there. And I tried to be very straightforward about the elephant in the room, if you will, by saying there's an elephant in the room here, and it is in our national interests, the best interests of the United States, and the best interests, in our view, of our goal of assisting the Egyptian people in their transition to democracy, to take the time necessary to evaluate the situation before making such a determination. And it's and this issue goes beyond the question of our financial assistance to Egypt, $1.5 billion roughly that Congress provides, $1.3 billion of which is security assistance, roughly. It goes to the essence of our relationship with Egypt, our decades-long partnership with Egypt, and the fact that Egyptians are looking to us for guidance and assistance as they make this very difficult transition to democracy. So I acknowledge that this is a complex and difficult situation and that we are handling it cautiously for that reason.